वाहिगुरु जी का खालसा, वाहिगुरु जी की फतेह। हेलो फ्रेंड्स, वेलकम टू सिख हिस्ट्री साखी पॉडकास्ट। आई एम हरप्रीत कौर, योर होस्ट। फ्रेंड्स, इन द लास्ट एपिसोड वी डिस्कस्ड दैट उबारे खान मीट्स गुरु नानक देव जी एंड हाउ गुरु जी ब्लेस्ड हिम। इन टुडेज एपिसोड, अ मुस्लिम प्रीस्ट angered by Ubare Khan joining Guru Nanak Dev Ji threatens him. Let's see what happens next. Now, after being blessed by Guru Nanak Dev Ji with Naam, Ubare Khan went home happily. However, on the way, he was stopped by Abdul Rahman. Friends, Abdul Rahman was a proud and powerful Muslim peer who lived in that area. After Abdul Rahman learnt that Ubare Khan had become a devotee of a Hindu saint, he had come to discipline him. Abdul Rahman spoke harshly against Guru Nanak Dev Ji. However, Ubare Khan held his ground admirably, explaining that all the discussion about religions is not worth it and Guru Nanak Dev Ji is the embodiment of Almighty Himself. Despite peers' disrespectful remarks against Guru Nanak Ji, he remained calm. Then, with respect, Ubare Khan suggested that the peer meet Guru Ji and see for himself. At this, the peer roared and threatened, "I will turn him away from this town." And saying this, he left. Now, as mentioned in Sri Nanak Prakash, "Nij kar raheyo ubare khana, ann khaye niskiye guzran. ਪੋਰ ਪਈ ਤੇ ਪਿਓ ਤਿਆਰੂ ਹੋੜਸ ਗੱਜਲੇ ਅੰਬਰ ਚਾਰੂ। ਮੀਨਿੰਗ, ਉਬਾਰੇ ਖਾਨ ਸਪੈਂਟ ਦ ਨਾਈਟ ਇਨ ਪੀਸ ਐਟ ਹਿਜ਼ ਹੋਮ ਐਂਡ ਟੋਲਡ ਹਿਜ਼ ਵਾਈਫ ਐਵਰੀਥਿੰਗ। ਹਿਜ਼ ਵਾਈਫ ਵਾਜ਼ ਆਲਸੋ ਬਲੈਸਡ ਥਰੂ ਹਿਮ। ਦੀ ਨੈਕਸਟ ਮੋਰਨਿੰਗ, ਉਬਾਰੇ ਖਾਨ ਵੈਂਟ ਟੂ ਮੀਟ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਜੀ ਐਂਡ ਪ੍ਰੈਜੈਂਟਡ ਅ ਬਿਊਟੀਫੁਲ ਗੋਲਡ ਇਮਬਰਾਇਡਰਡ ਸਿਲਕ ਕਲੋਥ ਬਿਫੋਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ। ਹੀ ਕੈਪਟ ਇਟ ਨੀਅਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਜੀਜ਼ ਫੀਟ। ਉਬਾਰੇ ਖਾਨ ਹੈਡ ਥੋਟ ਇਨ ਹਿਜ਼ ਹਾਰਟ ਟੂ ਸਪਰੈਡ ਦੀ ਕਲੋਥ ਅੰਡਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਜੀਜ਼ ਫੀਟ। He knew that Guru Nanak Ji had no such need of such expensive things. Because beloved of the Almighty, Guru Nanak Ji thrives in divine love, is content in simplicity, is detached from earthly desires, and gives abundantly without need. But this cloth was Ubare Khan's way of expressing his love and devotion towards Guru Nanak Ji. Understanding the love of his devotee, the all-knower, Guru Nanak Dev Ji picked the cloth and wrapped it around his body. When Ubare Khan saw this, he felt so happy he cried. He grew overjoyed that his affection had been accepted. My dear friends, please understand that Guru Nanak Dev Ji is detached from all these materialistic things. Almighty loves us all beyond measure. At His door, love is accepted, whether it comes with roasted grams or expensive cloth. It is the only place where we are accepted with open arms. As mentioned in Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji on Ang 1101, Augan ko na chitar da gal seti layak, moh manga soi dev da har pita sukhdayak. meaning, the Almighty does not remind me of my faults, and He hugs me close in His embrace. Whatever one asks for, He gives it. The Lord is my peace-giving Father. Now, after some time, Guru Nanak Ji asked Ubhare Khan, "What did Abdul Rahman say to you?" Listening to this, Ubhare Khan was shocked and asked how Guru Ji knew this. Then he realized that Guru Ji is Almighty Himself. He already knows everything. With folded hands, then Ubhare Khan said, "You know everything, my Lord, but forgive me, as I cannot repeat His harsh words. It's just that Abdul Rahman's thoughts are filled with envy. He is unable to handle your greatness. He speaks nonsensically all the time." Guruji smiled and said, "Let's meet him." It just so happened that the Muslim priest and his followers were heading this way, as per the will of the Lord. His disciples noticed from a distance and informed him that Guru Nanak Ji was on his way. After hearing it, Abdul Rahman approached Guru Nanak Ji and greeted him and asked if everything is good. To this, Guru Nanak Ji said, as mentioned in Sri Nanak Prakash, "Guru kaheo, sun adrah man, ahai khair par khair na jaan." Meaning, "Listen, my friend, all is well, but all is not well." Abdul Rahman then asked at this weird answer, "What does that mean?" Guruji smiled and said, "I am surrounded by the Lord's love. Therefore, everything is well. However, you who claim to be follower of Almighty have declared that you would remove me from this place. I must say, based on your communication, that all is not well." Abdul Rahman felt ashamed and thought of lying that he never said that. But when he saw Ubhare Khan, he knew he couldn't lie. So, he gathered himself and with a stubborn ego, asked the same question Ubhare Khan did, as mentioned in Sri Nanak Prakash. "Hindu ahe ke musalmano, doho mein aha vaddere ko, mate kaun so tumne tara, sarb batavo kar nirtara." Meaning, "Are you Hindu or Muslim? Who is better amongst the both? Whose religious teachings do you follow? Tell me properly." Guru Nanak Ji then said, "My dear friend, true religion is not defined by labels like Hindu or Muslim. It's about love for the divine. Regardless of faith, whoever possesses a love for the Almighty is superior. Those who possess this love are elevated, regardless of their religious identity. Without it, we remain in darkness. Religion is about turning towards the divine, immersing ourselves in the supreme soul. Anything else is mere hypocrisy. Understand this, that the world is already suffering because of worst vices like jealousy, hatred, ignorance, and more. The remedy for the world's suffering is love and compassion. And we saints, like doctors, must treat everyone with mercy, not hatred. The mission is not to judge or condemn, but to uplift and guide souls towards the path of love and understanding. By reciting Almighty's name with love, one can cleanse the mind of ego and desires. Through constant remembrance of the Lord, all vices and passions fade away, leaving only pure devotion in the heart. Listening to this, it was as if Abdul Rahman was reminded why he was born on this earth. He knew that he had been defeated, but he won at life. He gained so much through this loss. After this, he knelt at the feet of Guru Nanak Ji in humility, pleading for life, love, and light. With a blessing, then Guru Nanak Ji asked him to stand up. My dear friends, let's overcome hatred with love as we learnt today, for we are all united in the eyes of the Divine. After this, Guru Nanak Ji moved back to Kartarpur along with Bhai Mardana Ji. I hope this brings some value to you and your family. Thank you.